Page 18. How hard can it be to find the perfect spouse for your dad? Esme has taken action, but the result is not what she expected.
Matty came flying in through the front door the following afternoon with the Saturday paper in his hand, looking like he'd just won the lottery.
It's here! In the Men Seeking Women column! Fourth from the bottom! Look! Dishy detective with dire daughter seeks...
Matthew! I screamed at him. He laughed.
Only joking. Don't worry. I rewrote your stupid advert. Look, it starts with the word singing.
He thrust the newspaper at Juliet, grinning.
Singing?
I glared at Juliet.
What did I tell you? He's changed everything.
But Juliet had already started to read the advert out loud. Singing in the bath, detective, seeks soulmate to join him under the soap suds. 43, tall, dark with hairy legs, into classical music and practicing his French. G-S-O-H essential. She started to laugh.
This is very good, but what is G-S-O-H?
Good sense of humour,
Matty and I supplied in unison.
Matthew was looking really pleased with himself.
Do you really think it's good?
Juliet patted his shoulder.
It is the best advert in the paper. We will get lots of replies from this, I think.
I felt tears come into my eyes, though I turned my head so they couldn't see.
It wasn't fair. My advert had been just as good as his.
Great, I said sarcastically. Now we're going to get some real weirdo who just wants to come round and get in the bath and start singing with Dad.
Come on, Esme, Juliet laughed. No more disaster stories, please. This is a funny advert. Maybe we will get some funny people answering back.
I gritted my teeth.
They'll be funny, all right.
Let's listen and see if there are any messages before your father gets back, Juliet said.
Dad had just left for Sainsbury's.
Why don't you listen to them with Matthew? I snapped. Since you seem to be doing this with him now.
I stomped upstairs.
It wasn't fair. The Lonely Hearts idea had been Juliet's and mine. It had been our special secret together, and now she had let Matty take it over. As if it was his plan with Juliet and not mine. On my way to my bedroom, I looked into Dad's room. The upstairs telephone extension was sitting by his bed. I paused. I had a right to hear those messages too. Ever so quietly, I tiptoed in and picked up the phone. Matthew and Juliet were already listening. So far, there were four messages. Luckily, you could press a button on the phone at any time if you didn't want to listen to the whole message, and it beeped and moved on to the next one.
Hello, I'm 30. My name's Bianca. I'm a single mum. I like classical music too. I've got four kids aged